Hi there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Vibing with the VAR, the Football Detective. Today, I'll be talking with a Manchester United fan, and he'll be giving his predictions for the Euros 2020 tournament, which was actually postponed last year because of the pandemic, and also a recap on Manchester United's performance last season. It's good to have you on the show.
It's my pleasure.
Now, the Euros 2020 tournament will be starting tomorrow, the 11th of June, so 11th of July 2021. We have six different groups, four teams each, and the best 16 to proceed to the knockout stage. So, which teams and players do you look out to stand outstanding during the competition? And which team do you finally predict to win the tournament? So, what are your expectations?
It will be so quick to say which teams will win the tournament, but I think that looking at the qualifications, I would say some underdogs that need to be watched. And one of them is playing tomorrow, and that is Turkey. Turkey is an underdog we need to watch seriously because the way they qualified and the goals they scored are just interesting. So, but I mean, I don't think Turkey is going to win eventually, but it's a team that we need to watch. I see them being a surprise team like Portugal was when they won this tournament last time. So I think it's a team to watch. Then I think the old guards, Germany, Spain, will still be on top. Germany, Spain. Which team do I throw into the third? France.
From Belgium,
Yeah, I'll throw France into it. And then Belgium and Holland will struggle to make anything. But Belgium is the fourth. Holland is out. So yeah, these three.
Portugal.
Yeah, my man is there, Cristiano Ronaldo, but and Bruno Fernandes, who did magic yesterday with his goals. But I don't think they're really so tight that they can win this tournament. But I will give it to Germany, France, Spain again. Then Portugal will come fourth, then Italy fifth. This is my arrangement. I don't know why I don't count England, but I don't know. I don't know. They have a course.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so remind us your winners for the your prediction for the Euros 2020.
I still have fears in prediction. I'm not a very good predictor, but as I said, Spain, Germany, France. So these three, any of these three will emerge at the finals. But if you want me to risk everything, I don't know. I don't like doing that. But I would say
France.
at the finals, we'll have. This is what I hate to do. At the finals, we'll have Spain, and Spain must be there. Then Germany or France, any of these two. The winner, I don't know. I can't tell you. But let me. I will say Spain will be there at the finals. They're not. I mean, they're wobbly. Don't think that I believe Spain is a super team. But I believe in the talents they have. I believe in the talents France has too, more than even Germany. But these three teams will be at the finals. But I say, watch out for Turkey. Watch out for Turkey. They could spring surprises along the way. I mean, if they get to semifinals, they have really shown some improvement. So, but be ready for Turkey. If they retain the way they played at the qualifications, it's a team for us to watch out and see how they go.
And what players are you looking out for to stand outstanding?
My usual players, Cristiano Ronaldo. I'll begin with my team. Fernandes. You know, I think for France, Kante, Mbappe,
obviously,
they will step up. And I mean, the Spanish players, they will always step up. But at least I watch the record of Cristiano Ronaldo, and I believe he will break records. And I want to watch out that Bruno, not really because he's going to score much goals, but at least he will perform, you know, good. Then I want to watch out for Mbappe and Kante. Yeah. If Lewandowski was a German player, I would say he would be there, but he's not. So I don't know why. You have not asked me why I don't really rate England. Why don't I rate England? I don't know. But I believe England has a very big curse with Euros.
Why is that?
I don't know. They've not been able to achieve anything with all the class of players they've had.
Exactly.
You know, with Rooney, with all those top players you've ever thought of. They've had all of them. And no way. I mean, those players were better than what they have now. Kane.
Yeah.
Okay, Kane. Kane is good, but what else? When you compare Kane with their past stars, come on. It's nothing. You know, so I really don't know what they are going to do. But they have
They can.
I see them in the semifinals.
Okay.
Yeah, see them in the semifinals. So that's the much I can give them. They have this thing that when it matters, they just fail you. But they have a star-studded team. But it's been like that even before now. The best teams have always come from England. It's also been a problem with Netherlands. They've also had that problem for a while. Belgium, they've also had that problem for a while. So why they have the stars, the team does not always gel. And that's the difference. You know why? Teams that have more of their local players within do better. Most of their stars within the country do better. That's why Spain, France, Germany, they do better because most of their players are with them. They interact with each other. They play along in the league often. England is the same, but England has a, you know, I don't know what the problem is, but they have a hyped situation where they are more in the TV and media than the actual play itself. So, but Spain, France, Germany, these players are there. They grew more, there's a difference. There's a difference. And more from, they are from particular teams. Like when you look at Spain, you see Real Madrid, you see Barcelona, you see, you know, the couple of their players come from there. If you go to Germany, you see Borussia Dortmund, you see
Bayern.
Bayern. So what I'm just saying that the bulk of their players come from these teams.
Yeah, same thing.
These people play together always. So that's why it's difficult to get them. That's why we think that Portugal did a magic, because they are scattered all over, but they came together as a team, believing in themselves. But apart from that, the countries that do better have their teams together. So I believe England will have to do better because their teams also, this time, they selected from a group of teams that, the top teams that they can actually use and do better. And also, what we have to note about England is that in their country, in their Premier League, the best players are not from England. In Germany, in Spain, in France, their best players are often from those countries, if you look at it. So these are differences. And that's why I think that England has a good team, a good league, but who are those making the league tick? Foreigners. You know. So that is one of the key things we need to watch out with England and Spain and France and Germany. The differences they have is homegrown players. Yeah.
All right, it's starting tomorrow, so let's see how it goes.
So, what's your prediction tomorrow? I know you're the one asking the questions.
Well, I can't give any predictions. I just have to.
I think. Let me make my own predictions.
Okay.
I think that Turkey and Italy might come to a draw. If there will be a win, if there will be a win, it will be like 1-0. I don't really know. To be honest with you, I don't really know what the Italian team is like. It's one of the teams that I'm so not sure what they can do. You know, and that's why they are tricky. I'm not sure what they can do. But I think that game will end in draw or one goal difference. And if there's any goal to be scored, we'll give it to Turkey. Then, going forward, the other days, in Saturday, Wales, Switzerland. We'll give it to Switzerland. My draw. And then Denmark, Finland. Denmark, of course. Belgium, Russia. Belgium, of course.
Belgium, of course.
This is for tomorrow and Saturday. So we'll see how it goes. I don't want to go further than that. But England will win their first match. So mark it.
Okay, Sunday. That's fine.
Yeah.